Nocturnal Word Television Studios in Birmingham, Alabama.
Of Jesus.
The most glorious work of all, to praise God in his kingdom.
Moved by the Spirit.
Anyone who lives in love lives in God. And God lives in him.
What a wonderful thing is our church. This whole network is built on trust. The essence of evangelization is to tell everybody Jesus loves you. We are all called to be great saints. Don't miss the opportunity.
Thank you. Well, thank you. It's
gracias.
Good to be back with you. And, you know, tonight I was wondering what to talk about, like I always do. And there were two different subjects I thought we might approach. One was the opposite of virtue. And we say, why don't you say the opposite of vice?
Well,
because if I know the virtue, the problem in our lives is we don't know the vice. And most people are absolutely sure that what they were born with, they can't help. So they have no responsibility before God to change. Well, that's really not true. If I was a bricklayer, I would first be obliged, and I have a right then, to learn how to lay brick. I would also have to know what do you lay brick with. Oh, if I took that big trowel in my hand and I put some mortar on the brick, it would be everywhere but on the brick. I don't know how to do it. Doesn't mean I can't. Somebody has to teach me. And that was the question that the eunuch asked Philip. Here's a eunuch, he was a pagan, but he heard and read about Yahweh. And so he had some scriptures, and he was on his way home to serve the queen. He's reading, but he doesn't know why he's reading. Here comes Philip. You know, I like that idea, you know, that just the Lord pulled him up by the ear, plunk, right in front of the carriage. He says, what are you doing? He says, I'm reading Isaiah. Do you know what you're reading?
No.
He says, how am I going to know? Let somebody teach me. So all of us, if you have a hot temper, because nobody would have a hot temper, they all look so gentle tonight. Everybody looked very gentle tonight. So you would say, well, no, I have a moderate temper, or I have a temper like everybody else, or I'm not as hot tempered as somebody else. You ever say that? Well, that proves you don't know yourself. Did you ever get angry with somebody? And that somebody, or somebody else comes to you and says, now what did you say that he saw her? And you say, maybe you said to him, I think you're nuts. But when you give an example to that person of how you said it, what you usually say is, well, I think you're nuts. But that isn't the way you said it. You ever have that experience?
Yeah.
Which means, we don't know ourselves. It would be nice sometime put a little recorder in your kitchen. Not for anybody else's sake, or that you're catching, kind of checking up on anybody, but it'd be interesting to see how you reply to people. You can say, now what do you want? Or you can say, what do you want? Same words. But two different responses and two different actions. You'll say, what are you mad about? I'm not mad. What do you want? You can fool me. So sometimes it isn't even the words we say. It's how we say it. Now, if you're all nervous and upset about something, let me tell you, it's not going to come out right. If someone were to say you and you're all upset about something totally foreign to the event, and you say, do you love me? Yeah, I love you. Didn't I marry you? Well, it's not bad to say that. It's how you said it. If you said it, yeah, I love you. That's why I married you. No, isn't that different? So sometimes when you feel people just don't want to be around you, examine what you say and how you say it. Kind of wait a minute before your mouth opens and you prove there's nothing in your head. I mean, if there's nothing there, I would be silent. At least nobody knows. And if we have something to say, and I catch myself doing that. Like I say, tell me, mother, what?
They
say, nothing. Then I walk away and think, why did they say nothing? When they just said mother. Well, I examine, how did I say that? I would have ran away if I was in their shoes. See? What do you want? Now, I could blame it on my Italian temperament. I could say I was born hot-tempered. I would say they're out of sorts. But the truth is, it's me.
Que soy yo.
¿Eh? And I'd like you to think about that a little bit. I'm going to show you from the scriptures what happened to the apostles. I want to make you feel good tonight. I don't want you to leave this place feeling like a nobody. I want you to feel tonight that you're in the same position with the same human nature as these apostles. This might show you what is wrong with you. If you have a Bible, I had a meditation for the sisters this morning during a class. I told them one time, when I was a young sister, a novice, that's ages ago, every Friday at lesson, Reverend Mother gave lesson, and every Friday, whoever came late had to give the meditation in the middle of the floor out loud. And I, when the bell rang, I would take my apron off, and I knew I had 5 minutes to get there. But every time I got there, Friday after Friday after Friday, I was late. So I'd be kneeling there because I was late, and Reverend Mother would walk in, and she'd look at me. She says, well, while you're there, give the meditation. Well, this happened 4 or 5 Fridays, you know, and I began to catch on. I thought, So I looked at the clock at 10 of 9. I took my apron off, and I waited, sat on my chair. The bell rang late. Everybody's walking in, and they see me, and they get pale in the face, you see, because they had concocted that if they rang the bell late, I'd be forced to make the meditation, you see, and they hated to make the meditation in public. And I'm sitting
yo
there
estaba
smiling.
Allí, sentado, sonriendo.
Well, we had another custom.
Teníamos otra costumbre.
If at lesson you dropped something and made noise, you had to kneel down until Reverend Mother rapped on the table. So I'm there, puffed up with my bright idea. I finally caught on. And by golly, my sisters went. I never quite figured out how we got out of my basket. So I knelt down and Mother looked up and she says, well, while you're there. Well, I decided to make a whopper meditation on the virtue of charity. Love and all these little things, all these good little things. And so from then on, nothing ever dropped from my basket and the bell was always on time. And I finally, after many years, began to laugh at it. However, it's not so good when we don't know ourselves and we don't like what the will of God is doing at the present moment. I'm having my problem, and the reason I am is because it's slipping off of my GIMP, and they're going to come and fix it. So please don't go away if you want the rest of the story. I'll be back in just a minute. I think I fixed it. Well, we're back with our story. I hope you can hear me now.
Espero.
So when we, even if we're close to the Lord and we're trying to be close to it, don't forget we're human still. And sometimes we have a wonderful day when we really come up to par. We think we do. And then all of a sudden, boom, down you go. And this is with little things. We hope no one really knows taking in danger very, very serious sin. And even then, people walk into it. But if we're faithful in little things, little occasions, then when something big comes along, we can come up to it and grow in holiness. I'm going to show you from this event in the fourth chapter of Mark. I'm not going to go too fast with it because you can't read scripture fast. You have to read it slow and stop every so often and think about what you're reading. I'm going to read this piece of scripture here very fast and tell you how so many people read it. Now, if you read it like a newspaper, you're going to do this. With the coming of the evening, the same day, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. And leaving the crowd behind, they took him just as he was. I wonder how he was. Well, anyway. And there were other boats with him. Now, our curious mind will stop and say, I wonder how many boats. Then it began to blow a gale, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so it was almost swamped. They must have been scared to death. But he was in the stern. Turn his head on the cushion of sleep. Why didn't he wake up for this? And he woke up and rebuked the wind, and they said to him, Master, do you not care? Well, they had every reason to be scared. And he said, quiet now, be calm. The wind dropped. Well, it's about time, you know? Then he said to them, why are you so frightened? Well, he had every reason to be frightened. They were drowning. How is it you have no faith? Now, you could read scripture like that. Come out with a critical mind. The Lord didn't care. Why would you sleep when they were drowning?
Él estaba dormido.
What was wrong with them?
Y ellos estaban
and
ahogando.
You go right out and you miss the entire
ellos.
Point.
Y ustedes no habrán entendido
the entire point.
La idea
and this is why I'd like to show you a little way of reading Scripture. By using your imagination and your memory. And slowly. Let's go back now. And we used to say in monastic life, that you place yourself in the presence of God. Well, you can't help but be in the presence. What you want to do is remember you're in the presence of God. Wherever you go,
go to the heavens,
down in the
netherworld,
God is there all the time. Now, it says here, with the coming of evening, that same day, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. It's a good place to stop for a minute. You know, the Lord had worked hard all day talking to the people, and even he felt he needed to rest. He needed to just go somewhere quiet and be with his friends and relax. You know, for some of you, that's a real lesson. You haven't really relaxed for years. You work horses.
You can't
stop. Some of you are afraid to stop. You're afraid to catch up with yourself. You're afraid you have to think. You're afraid and your conscience may But even Jesus had to get away. And leaving the crowds behind, they took him just as he was in the boat. And there were other boats with him. And it's nice to know that sometimes we have to leave the crowd. We have to leave all of those things in our mind. Sometimes it's not the crowd around us, it's the crowd up here. This is a lot of places. We've got to leave all the stuff up here. Jesus was divine and human. He is the tireless one.
En su
divinidad, his divinity, in his human nature, he was tired.
Cansado.
Needed to get away.
Alejarse.
Well, let's see what happens.
Que sucede.
Then it began to blow a gale. In those areas, it happened very suddenly. And the waves were breaking into the boat, so it's almost swamped. Now, here's a good place to stop. You're in a boat, nice and calm when you started out, all of a sudden.
Y de repente,
Wow, they started trying to get the water out of the boat. The boat starts going around this way. It's not going anywhere. More and more water is coming in. Yet you have to stop and picture that in your mind. And picture yourself in that boat. But Jesus was in the stern. His head on a cushion, asleep.
En la popa.
Wow. Now there's another place to stop and think. He was so tired in his human nature. The tireless God, divine and holy, becomes human for us, never losing his divinity, to become tired. You want to feel you are fatigued.
Nuestras fatigas.
And sometimes, you know, Alabama is in a tornado alley, and we have tornadoes, I think last Friday, we had 10 or 12. And some of our sisters talk out, that is it. I mean, the whole monastery could be lifted up and placed a mile away. And they wake up the next morning and say, oh, what happened? Well, our dear Lord was like that tonight. This little passage is an awesome passage to read. And then, and St. Mark is the detail man. The others were not interested in the cushion. They woke him up. I can just see John or Peter saying to John, wake him up.
Despiértalo.
And John saying,
no.
He's tired.
Él está cansado.
What do you mean, tired?
¿Qué quiere decir?
We're drowning.
Cansado. Nos estamos ahogando.
But we'll drown with him.
Nos
I don't buy that.
Yo no,
wake him
estoy
up.
De acuerdo, pues, despiértalo.
And John says,
no.
I can see Thomas
diciendo,
saying, well, what's he going to do if we don't wake him up? Poor Thomas didn't grow
Tomás
that way,
no
you know, on Good Friday. He was that way his whole life. And I can see Peter looking at Thomas and said, get the water out of here. Shut up. Well, Peter can't take it anymore. Mark was very kind. He said they woke him up. He didn't really want anybody to know who it was that woke him up. And they said, Master, do you not care? We're going down.
Who
would dare say that?
Huh?
Oh, wow. Do you not care?
No te importa.
Stop there for a
paren aquí por un minuto.
How many times
¿cuántas veces ustedes le dijeron a Dios?
You're not answering
no contestas
my
mis oraciones.
You must not
no te
care.
Debo importar.
Oh.
Eso es algo terrible de decir.
I'm going
ahora
to tell
les voy
you
a
now what Jesus
¿qué respondió
answered
Jesús?
They said
ellos
two things, Master,
maestro,
do you not care?
No
and the other thing, we're
otra,
going down.
Vamos a perecer.
Well, let me
bueno,
tell you something.
Permítame decirles algo con relación
the first question said,
la primera
was very unloving.
Era muy,
you had somebody
falta de amor.
That you love,
tienen
loved
alguien
you,
a quien
don't
ama,
you care? That
ama.
Is a very
no
heart
le va a importar lo que le suceda.
Doubt.
Esta
the next thing, they informed him, they did
not
believe he was Son of God, because he says here,
aquí dice,
we're going
vamos
down, as
a perecer,
if he didn't
como
know.
Si él no lo supiera.
His humanity
su humanidad
was asleep,
dormida,
his
pero
divinity
su divinidad
never
nunca
slept
se durmió o duerme.
Haven't we
hemos
done
hecho
that?
Nosotros esto?
Lord, I'm
Señor,
going down.
Que me hundo.
Why aren't you helping
no
me? Why don't
¿por
you
qué
love
no me?
Me? How many people, good people that are keeping
the
commandments
and
doing and praying well, get a
long
siege of dryness, a long siege when prayer is difficult, you don't feel like prayer, you don't want to read anything spiritual. That's when we say, why is
tipo de vida
we
es
don't
esta?
Understand
no
the ways of God, that he has to do that to us, he has to
esto.
Give us those opportunities to prove we love
que lo
him in
en
difficulties, in tragedies,
en tragedia,
in heartache.
En los tiempos difíciles.
Well, he woke up, he rebuked the wind, which answered their first question,
su primera pregunta,
do you not care?
No te importa.
And we're going
y
continuamos.
Down.
And you said
y
to the
al
sea,
mar,
be quiet.
Calla.
Be calm.
Calma.
There's a raging wind.
Cálmate. Esto es un fuerte vendaval.
An
enormous y una gran cantidad
part of
rain, de lluvia
waves.
Y olas.
He wakes up.
Se levanta.
Now, if
si
I were God,
Dios,
and thank God,
y a Dios gracias que no lo soy,
in that
en
position,
lugar,
I would have woke up with one eye at a time.
Cada vez.
I looked around, and then I would have slowly opened the other one,
el otro.
Just to make
solo
them miserable.
Para
but God didn't do that.
Pero claro, Dios no hizo esto.
I'm running out of water.
Se me está terminando el agua en caso de que alguien quiera saberlo.
I can see
puedo
my
ver a mis hermanas allá diciendo, consíganle agua, consíganle agua.
Now we have
pero ahora debemos considerar lo que
Jesus
Jesús les
them?
Dijo. Quiero
I mean,
decir,
how did he answer
¿cómo contestó a su pregunta?
Do you not care?
¿No te importa?
Well,
bueno,
he said to
pues
them,
él les dijo,
why are you so frightened? Oh, you better stop there
es
a long time if you're going to read
rato, si
this
van
passage.
A leer este
why?
¿Por qué?
Because
porque
we
todos
are all
nosotros
frightened
estamos atemorizados
about
de algo.
The future.
Del futuro.
In today's
¿sabe?
World,
en el mundo de hoy,
we're frightened with something we never thought
por algo,
in a million years
como
we'd be frightened
antes,
about.
Ni por millones
birth
de años,
and death.
Pensamos que lo estaríamos. El nacimiento y la muerte.
Somebody else may decide for us whether we live or die. We're too old. We're in the way. We have no quality of life.
Una calidad de vida adecuada.
We're going to air
nosotros
on this network a program,
este canal,
half hour,
un programa de media hora
on partial
sobre
birth abortion.
El aborto de nacimiento parcial.
Look at it.
Mírenlo.
And tell
y díganme
me how
cómo
we can justify
se puede justificar
murder
un asesinato
a few seconds
unos pocos segundos
before birth
antes del nacimiento de un ser humano.
Tell me that.
Díganme eso.
How can we do
¿cómo
it?
Podemos hacer algo
in
así?
This country,
en este país tenemos una
we
cosa
have
en
one
la mente,
bend of mind,
a los jóvenes,
kill the
y
young
a los que aún
and
han
the
nacido.
Unborn,
abuse
the children,
asesinar
murder
por suicidio,
by assisted suicide
a los ancianos,
the elderly
o a los
or the
enfermos,
sick, kill off
matar
everybody.
A todos los demás.
So tell me
díganme,
how you can
¿cómo pueden ustedes
way?
Pensar de esta manera?
And the rest of the
y el
people
resto
are
de la gente tiene que estar asustada.
Others
otros
decide
pues deciden
to play God.
Y juegan a ser Dios.
The question
la pregunta
is
está
here,
aquí,
in
en
this
este
place,
lugar,
in this
en este
passage.
Pasaje.
He said to the wind, quiet and be calm. That was easy for him.
Esto fue muy fácil para él.
And then he said,
y luego
why
él les dice,
are you frightened?
¿Por qué tienen miedo?
Did they really
¿acaso
believe
ellos
he was
realmente
God?
Creyeron que él era Dios?
Did they think for
¿acaso
a moment that the Lord Messiah
el Mesías,
waited for hundreds and thousands of years?
Que esperó por miles de cientos de años.
Was going to drown with them
ellos,
or let them drown?
O
but they did not know
es que
the scriptures
no
that said he would become a worm and no man, denied
gozano,
by one of his own and mocked by his own priests. And those in the temple.
¿Y esos en el templo?
Well, apparently
bueno,
they didn't.
Aparentemente no lo sabían.
Most of us feel here a kind of injustice.
Una especie de injusticia.
You have a right
uno
to be scared if water's coming in a boat.
Si
you can't get anywhere. You can't get it out of the boat. On a human level, we all feel sure they had a right to be frightened. And he said, no.
Razón de sentirse temerosos.
We have no right
dice,
to be frightened.
No tenemos derecho a sentirnos
our
asustados.
And our confidence is in the Lord.
Señor.
No matter
sin
what happens,
qué es lo que nos suceda,
we cannot
no
be
frightened
by anything
por
or anybody.
Ni por nadie. Si nosotros,
if we
si
believe
nosotros creemos
Jesus
que Jesús
is Lord
es el Señor,
and God
es Dios,
and Son of God,
el Hijo de Dios,
we have
no,
no
tenemos
right
ningún derecho
to be afraid.
A estar temerosos.
Well, and he said something else.
Algo más.
They gave
ellos
him two questions, he gave them two
preguntas.
Answers
y él les da dos respuestas
in question
en forma de pregunta.
How
¿cómo
is
es que ustedes
that you
no
have
tienen fe?
No faith. He didn't
no
recommend
los
for having a little faith.
Fe.
How is it you have such little faith?
Fe?
We would have probably thought that was proper and just. He wanted to know why they had no faith.
Ellos no tenían.
I wonder
nada de fe.
If he would
yo me
say
pregunto
that
si él no nos dirá esto
how is
a cada uno de nosotros.
You have no
¿cómo
faith?
Es que no tienes fe?
God has been
Dios
good
ha
to
sido
all of us.
Muy bueno.
Today, well, I don't know. I've had problems from when I was born. I'm a born loser. Everything I touch turns ashes. If you've done your best,
si ustedes se han esforzado,
and it falls apart, God is with you. If you try to be better, you try to be holy, you try to be saint,
de ser santos y de enviar el mensaje de santidad con su ejemplo, él les perdonará.
Some of you teenagers have done some pretty bad things.
Algunos de ustedes,
no one will tell you, but you need to know they're pretty bad things. They're everlasting things that may turn against you.
You must stop now. Puedes volverse contra ustedes.
Why are you so
deben
frightened?
Dejar de hacerlas ahora.
How is
¿por qué
it?
Tienen tanto miedo?
How is it in this day and age
hoy día,
so many
tantos católicos, sacerdotes y aún religiosos han perdido la fe en la Eucaristía?
Many bishops
muchos obispos
write about
han
the
escrito sobre la Eucaristía y la verdadera
Jesus.
Presencia de Jesús en ella.
I got a letter, a little note, a phone call, really. It wasn't a note, but it's written in note form. So the visiting priest at this particular church told a congregation of 60 people that you, Mother Angelica, denied the real presence on your live show. He either has wax in his ears or an overworked imagination. I have dedicated my life to the Eucharist. My life, my work, my death, whatever it is, I give to the real presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. I feel sorry for all of you lay or religious or bishops or priests who go through the motions
los movimientos necesarios,
but don't believe,
pero que no lo creen en realidad.
Because
porque
he is our food
es in this life.
En esta vida. Our God
Señor
did an awful lot coming down in human form when he was so powerful.
Siendo él tan poderoso.
He knew all that was coming.
Todo lo que venía.
He knew one
sabía
day they would be auto-built airplanes.
Aviones increíbles.
But he walked.
Pero caminó.
Like they
como
all
todos
walked.
Ellos caminaron.
He knew all the things today and all the things to come.
Y todo lo que vendrá en el futuro.
He lived in his time. He suffered from the hate. From everything that you and I have wrong with us.
De malo en nosotros,
except sin.
Excepto el pecado.
And then he humbles himself in another way that if we had even thought of it, it would be blasphemous. That God would come in real presence, body, blood, soul, divinity, and be our food. Who would think that? And he said, unless you receive that, you do not have life in you.
No tendremos vida en nosotros.
I saw a mass on our own television network the other day.
Una misa en nuestro canal de televisión.
Celebration.
Una gran celebración.
All the precious blood was in
sangre
wine glasses.
Estaba en nueve vasos de cristal.
People were coming up like they were taking a
Coca-Cola. Si tomando un refresco.
It's amazing.
Me parece sorprendente.
We give God the very
least.
We build his temples now.
Ahora
that
le
look
construimos
like
sus templos
garages.
Que parecen tal como si fueran estacionamientos
and
de automóviles.
We have the best.
Nosotros tenemos lo mejor.
People ride in big cars and have big houses.
Grandes automóviles
and some of the best of food.
Casas, y algunos
the Lord has
las
a
mejores
little
comidas,
glass, a common table
una
glass.
Pequeña copa de vidrio común.
His house is
su
very
casa
small,
es muy pequeña,
very empty,
muy
very
vacía
cold.
Y muy fría.
I have a hard time with it.
A mí me duele mucho esto.
And you know
y ustedes
I do.
Saben que es así.
I keep telling
yo siempre les digo que luchen por el Señor, por su
with
fe.
Your faith. I was reading
yo
this to the
esto esta mañana
morning,
a las hermanas mientras hacíamos la meditación
myself,
y me
wonder,
dije a mí
Lord,
misma, me pregunto,
you
me
could
pregunto
rightfully
Señor,
say
si tú realmente podrías decirnos a cada uno de nosotros
¿Cómo es que no tienes fe en mi presencia?
In my power.
En mi poder.
In my love
en mi amor por ti.
In my desire for you
para
to
que
come to my
a
kingdom.
Mi reino.
In my desire for you
para
to
que seas
raise, be raised up by my
para
spirit,
que la gracia
by
de
grace
una santidad
to a high
mayor.
Degree of
holiness. ¿Cómo es que no te importa?
How is it you don't
Creo
care?
Que dije mi oración del día.
I think if
Cuando
you were in my place
a
today,
a
tonight,
a
you would say that
Leen
to
esto
me. And to me.
Vez.
To me. Oh, read this sometime. It's chapter 4, 35-41. After this, the apostles ask another question. Can you
believe it?
What was their last question? What did it say, Lord, I'm sorry, I have no faith? Or, Lord, give me faith.
Oh, Señor, dame fe.
They said,
no, ellos dijeron,
who can this be?
¿Crees que es este?
Even the
que
wind
el viento
and the
y el mar le obedecen.
Obey. They had their problem.
Y allí estaba el problema.
Like you and
Como
I.
Ustedes y yo.
So,
entonces,
before you read a lot of scripture all at one time,
una sola vez,
ask yourself
algunas de estas preguntas.
I know a lot of people think I have a lot of faith.
Muchas personas piensan que yo,
let me give me an old, let me give you an old definition of faith. I've been saying this for years. Faith to me is one foot in the ground, one foot in the air,
y el otro en el aire.
That queasy feeling in your stomach.
Raro en el estómago.
Why?
¿Por qué?
God asks us to do many things.
Que hagamos
He doesn't ask you to like it.
No nos pregunta si
He doesn't
nos gusta,
mind if we're
no
afraid.
Importa si tenemos miedo.
And it
y
doesn't mind if it's
si
hard.
Es difícil.
All of this
Todo
had to be hard
ser difícil
for him.
Para él.
And even after this event, when the apostles still, after the miracle of calming the sea and the wind, they ask, who is this man?
Viento,
Instead of saying, this truly is the Son of God.
En vez de decir, este realmente
He didn't leave him alone. He didn't say, look,
Pero
you guys are crazy and you don't have any brains.
No.
He looked
Dios
at him lovingly
cariño,
and kept at him day
Dios
after day, day
día.
After day. Even when Peter denied
Pedro
him, he did not take his call away.
Llamado.
I say
digo,
to you,
Simón
that
Pedro,
thou art Peter.
Que sobre esta piedra construiré
About
mi iglesia.
This rock,
Qué gran Dios tenemos.
I will build
Nosotros
my church.
Nunca
What
debemos
a God
temer,
we have.
Nunca tener miedo.
We should never be
ama.
Frightened. Never
Nunca
be afraid.
Podemos temer. Él nos ama. Y ahora
And we have
una
a call.
Llamada.
Hello?
Hello?
Where are you from?
Llamas?
The following.
And what is your question?
What is a virtue?
What is what?
A virtue.
A virtue. Oh, I'm glad you asked that.
Hayas preguntado eso. Pues una
a virtue
es una
is an occasion. When I have to make a choice between doing something to please God or something to please the Lord or something to please the world or me, the apostle did not at this point show any virtue. Virtue would have been to be in deep faith at this time. They saw him perform miracle after miracle. They saw him deliver men from demons and raise, oh dear, gave strength to people who couldn't walk, couldn't hear, couldn't see, gave them eyes and new ears. But they said, who is this man? Now, faith is a virtue, or what we call a theological virtue, because it comes directly from God. Faith, hope, and love, and you get all of these at baptism. Don't make your children wait till they're 10 years old to be baptized. I think there ought to be a priest right after the baby's born and dunk him. Before you wipe him, dunk him. Because that's what an awesome thing is baptism. Now, that's theological. When we meet, it comes directly from God, and that has to be given to us at baptism. Now,
At a time when faith could have been,
these men were baptized by John, not by Jesus yet.
Did they have an excuse?
But they were men of Scripture.
Que conocían las escrituras y no tenían muchas excusas.
Ahora, now, I can, when I exercise faith that God has given me, then it is a virtue.
That
you, I have to believe even when it's hard to believe.
Es difícil de creer.
Anybody living in the world today, you have questions and doubts even from the altar, from catechism class, your children in school. They come home and say, oh, that's just a symbol. Now your faith has to act strong. Say, no, it isn't. It's the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Father or sister said, I can love somebody and have an affair because I love them. No, it's not true. That's virtue, to say the truth. And they must have thought of this after the resurrection and they had the Holy Spirit. They realized they didn't really believe that this was the Son of God. But they said, who is this that commands the wind and the waves? And virtue takes another turn. If I have faith, hope, and love from Jesus at baptism, those virtues, those theological virtues that come from God, have to spread out to my neighbor, to me, at every moment of my life. When we have a tragedy, when our prayers aren't answered, when you get cancer, all these things we get, when your children leave the faith, we have to have that faith that says, Lord, I love them and you love them, I will pray for them, I will love them. There is a belief God will take care. Another virtue of faith is that no matter who tries to ruin your faith or disturb your faith, it happens all the time. Today it does. Like the poor woman I told you about a couple of weeks ago, she wanted to go to confession so bad. She's dying. And the priest came in, he's walking up and down. He didn't want to hear her confession. Finally, everything she said, that's nothing, that's nothing, that's nothing. But she said it all. She wrote me a letter and she said, he said, I wasted my time. But she said, I know. I told him the truth. He said, well, I absolve.
And I
said, yes.
She
died a few days ago.
Pero ella
she had faith. That was a time to say the Lord said, if I confess my sins to a priest, he absolves me. Even if that man was unloving, uncaring, and rude, she was forgiven. She knew that. That's a virtue, which means if I feel angry, I don't act angry. I think, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be gentle, and I am gentle then. You say, well, that's hypocrisy.
No.
Why? My motivation is not human respect. My motivation is I want to be like Jesus. St. Francis de Sales had a hot temper. He controlled it so well that he was known as the gentlest of saints. But one day, when he was a bishop, some young priest came in and laid him flat for something he didn't like he did. And St. Francis did nothing. The man stomped out. So the secretary of the bishop, Francis de Sales, said, why didn't you lay him out? He said, well, I thought about it. And then I thought, why should I lose in 1 minute? But I have worked 20 years
to get.
That was the virtue. Some boy asks you for a date and asks you to have an affair and you say no. That's virtue. Somebody wants you to go out on some kind of drunken dope drug party and you say no. That's virtue.
When your dad or mother asks you not to do something or to do something that's better than you want to do, and you say, okay, that's virtue. When you're jealous of somebody's talent, and you say to them, or you feel like saying, well, I'm as good as you are, why don't I have that talent? You don't. Instead, you say, thank you, Lord, that you have given that person that talent. All of that is virtue. We have another call. Hello?
Hello, Mother.
Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
And what is your question?
All right, it's about purgatory.
Purgatory?
Yes.
My favorite.
I know. I love you and I watch your show all the time and I've written to you and you've written back. And a couple of times. I have AIDS and my husband just passed away and I have a son. And what I want to know was, You had said about purgatory is like a cleansing because nobody can get into heaven unless, you know, their soul is clean, cleansed. And I know, I read a lot of novenas and stuff, and I have a medal that somebody gave me. A priest that visited me in the hospital one day, and it says the apostleship of prayer. It's sacred from the Sacred Heart, and on the back it says, the heart of Jesus is with me.
Right.
Thy kingdom come, and underneath it says 100 days. Each time. Mm-hmm. Now, can you explain that, what planetary indulgences are?
Right.
Is that like
indulgences really had a kind of bad rap? Is that a good way to say
it?
You know, I think they've been so misunderstood by so many people. The church has a tremendous amount of graces given to it by the Spirit of indulgences, meaning the ability to give. An indulgence means if I paid your debts, let's look at it that way. If a person's in purgatory, and we say for them a Hail Mary, a rosary, or some highly indulgent prayers, what does that mean? The church has the power by God to remit some of that pain. If a doctor has great power, what can he do? He can heal you, but at first, before you're totally healed, he will give you medicine, he'll maybe operate on you. He takes away from you, in a matter of maybe of hours through an operation, or days or months through medication, this evil thing, or this bad thing in your body. Well, it's a bad example, but that's all I can think of. The church has the same power. It has the power of, if there's someone in purgatory, they want God so much. They know what they've done. They admit what they've done, and they're happy to get all that rust off of them. Because they have seen Jesus. The only thing they want is to be with him now. Unlike how they acted on earth. Now, the church has the power to take away from that days, those years or months or maybe hours of cleansing by allowing the cleansing to act more quickly. The time then is short. If you had a tumor and the tumor caused you a lot of pain and the doctor operated on you, you lessen the pain from the time you recuperate, and sometimes you never have it again. That's a bad example, but it shows what an indulgence does for the soul. If you have AIDS, I thought that's what she said. You know your time is limited. What a beautiful time now to become holy. See, how you got that age, I don't want to know. You may have got it by some accident, whatever, by a transfusion. But if you accept it with joy, say, Lord, forgive me all my sins. I forgive the person who gave me this by this transfusion. I want to be with you. And go over your sins and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Go to confession. Read good books. Read spiritual books. Change your mind, your heart, your soul. You can become a great saint. Those of you that have cancer, those of you who have terminal disease, don't waste it, The world wants to get rid of you. You're no longer valuable. That's the lie. Your faith has to say, yes, I am valuable. I'm crippled, I'm sick, I have cancer, I have a terminal disease. But I am valuable to God, more valuable now than I would have ever been in my own life. That's faith. Be a great saint now. Don't let the world who got you into this situation destroy your spirit or destroy your heart. No.
No.
You have an opportunity.
Usted tiene la oportunidad de ser santa.
To be holy. Even to do away with purgatory. By having a heart that is not so much concerned with purgatory or its cleansing fires, but only because you have disappointed or offended our Lord. We call that a pure act of love. Powerful. Because the church has within her treasures the power to put you smack in heaven. Without purgatory. We have an awesome God, a generous God, a holy God, a loving God, a redeeming God. Well, He's on your side. You choose to be on His side. And take advantage. Let us all repent of all our sins. And if you find it hard, go before the Blessed Sacrament. He is our life in this world of tears. I understand the government wants to send millions of dollars to poor countries for more abortions.
Para hacer más abortos. Vamos todos esta noche.
Let us all tonight
a orar por este maravilloso país que
pray
Dios
for this wonderful country that God gave us that we're destroying by the day.
Por las benditas almas del purgatorio, por los sacerdotes religiosos, por aquellos que perdieron el tesoro de los tesoros,
for those who've lost the treasure of treasures, our faith.
Estén deseosos de ser marcados, de ser perseguidos,
be willing to be mocked, to be persecuted, to be laughed at, or called names, because you're faithful. Your reward in heaven will be great. I love you.
Los quiero mucho.
Say often, thank you, Lord, for caring.